1:45, back in session.
Okay, back from lunch on G1. Board members, anybody have any further questions?
I'll get for Ed.
Ed.
So this whole thing is about the violating the costs that they can charge, correct? About the gas and transportation.
Yes, this issue came to a head when, because we've always worked really well with them. A DBA was formed, Holokai Tours, and then it appeared that they were marketing in Waikiki to do kayaking and such in Kaneohe Bay. And that's when we started getting the calls from the community that there's signs being posted up and they're marketing this commercial activity. So we've met on numerous occasions, back and forth, and in the last year is when we decided, okay, the way to address this is, let's issue a commercial use permit. It'll limit it to 16 people a day, and you can charge no more than it costs for fuel and labor. And then after this, during this year, we were looking at it, and it appeared that that was being exceeded, like was stated, it was their revenue was like $300,000. And that's not the intent of the master plan. It was for nonprofits to recoup their labor and fuel.
And that was in violation, correct?
That's what we felt was in violation, yes.
So, you know, a question I had, you know, the day before, you sent the letter the day before the permit was to be expired, correct? That you wouldn't never be, won't be renewed. What if they came in 1 month before and renewed the permit?
Well, if they came in 1 month before, they would have filed the application. And then at that point, we would have had to decide whether we were renewing or not. Most likely, we would not have. Based on the analysis we had done.
What if they had applied and said that they would be in strict compliance with the limitations that were imposed?
Yeah, that's what we were going on, that's the meetings we were having, and we were trying to say that, look, we're looking at your advertising in Waikiki, and you're showing $100 or $175, whatever it was. And we're saying, you got to show how you're only charging direct operating costs. What does it really cost you to hire somebody to run the van, pay gas in the van? And they have a chase boat too, in case somebody gets in trouble. Pay the boat operator, pay the gas. So what does that break down? And then we went back and forth on several of those reiterations, and they had presented, here's what we think it is. And in the end, it was deemed, well, it still looks like this is a commercial activity.
So they, go ahead.
No, I think you used the wrong word, commercial activity. It's they violated your contract, your commercial activity contract.
Permit.
Permit, correct?
Per the commercial permit, correct. That's what we...
Because you gave them a permit to allowing them to do commercial activity on the basis that they only charge for gas and...
Yeah, we have the permit here too. So it doesn't affect their kids' program at all. They do, like everybody has said, they do a great job with that. It's just this one DBA permit with 16 people that's causing a lot of the problems.
HAR 13-256. This has got to be 72, I guess, I'm not sure what the number is, but it says that they are not subject to the restrictions of P, which says no increase in the level of commercial ocean use activities. So our HARs say they're not restricted to what was there in 1993. They can continue to do commercial activities. So our HARs say they can do commercial activity. Your other rules, which I didn't get to see, restrict, must be the contract, restrict how much you can charge, correct?
Yes, that's taken from the master plan itself.
Okay, but
for nonprofits.
I see, seems to be that Kamana Keiki's is wagging their head back there, so maybe I got to hear what they got to say. Anyway, okay, I'm Paul.
Mayor Deputy G can.
No, I'm Paul.
Amanda, can you clarify, please?
Okay, so Stan, we recognize what the HAR says, but and that does allow them to conduct their commercial tours, but the Kaneohe Master Plan does not. Oh, I'm sorry. The administrative rules were not superseded, or do not supersede the Kaneohe Master Plan, which limits the commercial activities to they're only allowed to charge for direct labor costs.
Okay, and is that Kaneohe Master Plan part of our rules? Is that part of the HARs for the land board?
The rules are based on the master plan, and the Kaneohe Bay Regional Council was set up in HRS 200D to advise and make recommendations to the state on the use of Kaneohe Bay.
Okay.
And then the Kaneohe Master Plan was the product of that. And like people say today.
Do you call the Kaneohe Master Plan a state rule?
It's not a state rule.
But is the land board bound by the master plan?
It's definitely something that you
should consider.
Yes,
it's the framing context for the activities on the bay and the rules. And it was the language was incorporated into the permit.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
So there's
all
a
right.
violation of the permit.
Yes.
Thank you. I got it now.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, if not, somebody want to make a motion?
Are we going to be heard, since we had further input from how's about further input from Kamaaina on this issue,
if
Madam Chair?
If you have questions, you can ask.
I have a question.
Okay.
The gentleman who is wagging his head, I forget your name, sir.
Ray Sambor.
Ray Sambor, okay. I have a question to him. Why were you wagging your head?
What we did in receiving the permit, we were asked to come in compliance. We didn't agree with the interpretation of as a permanent boat. You can then take on a nonprofit organization and provide them your boat services, so they can conduct their school program or whatever program they're doing under their permit, and it won't count in their head count, and it will allow them to do that. The issue is we're a not-for-profit organization, so we're not a commercial activity permitted guys that are running a tour. We're totally separate as a not-for-profit organization. So when we're approaching this, we're looking at letter Q in there and saying that we're exempt, and we don't have to worry about that because we're
how's
just
about,
a not-for-profit organization.
How's about the issue that the Kaneohe He'ea Park Master Plan or whatever it's called was enacted in furtherance of a state statute, so that it's whatever you want to call it, it is something that the land board has to give consideration to in its decision because it's a state park.
Right.
Okay, so that being the case, when they said, what was the terms? Only gas and maintenance.
Labor and fuel.
Huh?
Labor and fuel.
Labor and fuel. You guys okay with labor and fuel?
No.
Okay, well.
But yes. Okay, so let me tell you how we, this
no,
is how we dealt
yes.
with it. I mean, when they said, okay, you guys, we're going to give you a permit, and you're limited to 16 people, and we're going to, that's your capacity. We said, okay, we can deal with that. We're
How's
fine
about
with that.
Labor and fuel, that's in there too, isn't it?
Yep, labor and fuel.
Okay.
So we changed our website. We have a land-based program that's at the park that paid, that's, and we charge the transportation, the food, we provide a lunch, we have a guided tour on land, and all those expenses that are related to the park, to the state park, are charged to that. Then we upgrade the program if you want to go on the water, and that's $30, and that covers the fuel and the staff that takes you on the water. So we separated the two. We showed an accounting of the two different, that it's two different things, and we thought we had met the requirements of the permit by doing that.
There seems to be some disagreement on
yeah.
your publicity. Your publicity seems to suggest something different than what you just said.
Well, if you go to our website and you register, that's what will happen. But
you know, all I know is the chair has looked at it and she says it says something different than what you just said.
So how does Pacific Whale Foundation advertise?
I mean, I'm talking about somebody else. Let's just talk about you.
Just about us.
Yeah.
So we went to Waikiki and we said we were Kamaani kids. Nobody would go on our tour. What, you know, you're not going to go with a child care organization to go look at turtles and marine biology and these things. So we changed it to Holokai Kayak and Snorkel Adventure because that's what they're doing. And but they're being educated and they're meeting. They ask me every time we go to a meeting and we're all in the room together, they say, why do you keep pushing this? Why are you fighting this thing? Just get rid of this Holokai stuff. Do the rentals. You're not regulated, and you can just walk away from it. The reason I fight it so hard is that this is our mission. Our mission is to educate and to promote environmental education. That's our job as a not-for-profit. That's what we have to do. If we're giving a kayak out to somebody and we're renting them and we're not educating them, they can go walk on the coral, they can do all these things, and we don't want to do that. We want to educate, we want to put them in a life jacket, we want to make sure they're safe, and we want to teach them how to go other places and be safe. So that's why we fight so hard to have that ability to do what our job is, what our mission is. But when you rent a kayak from us, we do the same thing. We have a map, we show you a video, we do all these things to educate you so that you don't walk on the coral, you don't disrupt our land, and you take care of our aina. And, you know, but what we're trying to do is to have that exclusive education process with these guys.
Thank
okay.
you. That's
any,
all the questions,
questions
I have, Chair.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Okay, the staff submittal recommends denial of the request for administrative hearing. On the basis that they're not entitled to it. Is there a motion to approve the staff submission?
Madam Chair, point of information, isn't this a denial of a request for a contested case?
It's administrative hearing.
But my understanding from counsel is the issue was whether or not they're entitled to a contested case. That's what we were, I believe, with my understanding, counsel, am I in error?
No, you're not. I interpret administrative hearing as a contested case.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Ideally, yeah. The title on here should be a contested case.
Okay, thank you.
They asked for administrative hearing.
Do we have any other kind of hearing beside a contested case?
Contested case is an administrative hearing.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, so the staff recommendation is to deny. Is there a motion in support of the staff recommendation?
I make motion to support the staff recommendation to deny.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes. No.
Okay. Measure, the submittal is approved.
Thank you.
Okay. That was all that was on the move-up agenda.
Yep.
Who else is here from the public? Okay, Ross, you want to go? So this is items M, 1 through
9.
So let's just see if anybody has any questions on any of M, 1 through 9.
I have one on M1.
Okay.
Executive Lounge, who's IASS?
It's an organization that is, how do I describe it? What they have done is their clientele are people from Asia, and a lot of them are not able to have their own access to a lounge. So what they've done is they set up a little lounge for themselves, and if you carry their credit card, and you're at a certain level of cost in the credit card, then you can be part of this.
Yeah. Out of Asia?
Yes.
Well, follow him.
Okay. Any other questions on M129? Okay. If not, is there a motion to approve M129?
Move to approve M129 for staff recommendation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a great weekend.
6 hours.
Engineering has this one.
Okay, engineering. So L1.
Good morning, Chair K.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm particularly with the engineering division. For item L1, and staff recommends approval for item L1. We have no changes on these submittals.
Okay, board members, any questions?
Excuse me. Yeah. That's a nice. No questions.
All right.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All
right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. What's next?
There, let's see.
C?
Go far. Oh, wait, C?
C1.
Yeah, C1.
Good afternoon. I'm Mary Gonzalez. I'm the branch manager for the Oahu branch of Forestry and Wildlife. And the board submittal requests acceptance of the hearing officer's report for two proposed additions to the forest reserve system on the island of Oahu, and approval and recommendation to the governor regarding the issuance of an executive order for the addition of land to the Eba Forest Reserve, the Halimana section, and the addition of land to the Honolulu Watershed Forest Reserve.
The Halimana section related to the recent,
newly acquired,
yeah,
yes.
Awesome.
We had a public hearing and only two people showed up, and one person had comments. Their only comment was that they didn't want to see any windmills on the property, and we assured them there would be no windmills.
They're not planned at present.
Yes.
I have a question. In 2004, this contractor, Alliance Contracting, was put on hold because for the condemnation of the land. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was still $169,000 pending, and they were going to be back when they reorganized and so forth. Was that, how did that pan out? How did that work out?
I don't claim to know very many details about this particular thing, but engineering has indicated that they can execute a new contract with the entity that...
So the work was never completed?
The work was never done, yeah.
From 2004, mm-hmm. And here we are in 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So the property was condemned because of the rockfall hazard, and then there was funding allocated to remove the structures and stuff.
But yet this guy was trying to reorganize his company after the fact, or somebody else, but maybe with the same players, I don't know, but yet nothing was... Money was still outstanding. We still have the money in the funding.
Apparently, if we don't have the money, then we won't. We'll have to seek other funding to do the work moving forward. And it's kind of a strange situation. I think that the land was proposed to be added to the forest reserve because the forest reserve surrounds it, and so it kind of makes sense. But it's really a house lot, an old house lot, that kind of absorbed by the forest reserve.
Are there any plans to like rehabilitate it into forest reserve, or just remove the structures? Or
I think just remove the structures. It's kind of presumably a kind of dangerous place to work in because of the rockfall hazard.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it wouldn't be really a place where the public could go or anything.
Yeah, it's probably minor, but the name of the, on the title of the name is misspelled as Waimao instead of Waimao.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Okay.
Just so noting that there should be a correction in that.
Okay, any other questions? Any public testimony?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Yay. I need to go hiking up for also.
Yes.
Okay, Russell. Is that it? Just a few left.
Is there anything else on the D calendar except that?
What?
One in seven.
One in seven?
Everything except one in seven.
For everything, the one in seven.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Shall we just do them one at a time, I guess? Okay. Want to do them all?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions? Okay, this is D234568. Any questions?
I just want to make sure I didn't have any.
Nope.
Set aside. No. Wait. No.
Move to approve.
Okay, we got a motion to approve by Mr. Oi.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Meeting is adjourned.
Oh, wait. What?
You're here for something.
I was just here for the M1.
All right.
We did it.
M1 was approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, so you could have told us more about the folks.
Yeah,
I didn't want to bug everybody. I had an intense meeting today. So thanks, guys.
Sure. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
How fancy is it, right? And who do you have to be to have one of those credit cards?
I don't know.
Well, and who do you have to be if you have one of those credit cards?
It's not like tied to an airline.
It doesn't seem to be, yeah. It's just a lot of people traveling,
here.
I guess, myself.
Darlene, just a minute.
Oh, thank you. I was going to ask you for
Yeah.
For my correction.